Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Here's how it works. When the first person out there in the nation's media writes a story about how good the Giants are, whether that person knew it or not, they just booked themselves on the show. So you can call it a triumph for the short straw that you drew. Tim, thank you for joining us here today. How you doing?
I'm good. That's the only reason I wrote that story, Damon.
Just to get on with us? Thank you so very, very much.
You lying liar.
So, you know, it's funny. We look at Farhan Zaidi's era and we point to whatever equation he has to say, sign this guy, don't sign that guy. I thought the most interesting piece of your piece was you really broke down the psychological strings that he has pulled, especially on Kevin Gausman, as you used him as an example, to really create the atmosphere of not only can you compete here, but this is the right place for your game to be nurtured the right way. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, I think in respect to Gausman, the story was that, you know, overall, Farhan has shown to be really good, and everyone in the organization has shown to be really good at sort of identifying rebound starters. You know, I think started a little bit with Drew Pomerantz and then it, you know, last year, Smiley and Gausman. And what they did with Gausman was they saw what he had done in Cincinnati as a reliever, which is very small sample size. He pitched like 22 innings. And they saw that he had these two, you know, plus, as they say, pitches, which is his splitter and his fastball. And because he was a starter, was throwing a slider and a changeup just because you have to have four pitches as a starter. And they told him, look, we see what you can do. You have two great pitches and two pretty bad pitches. So let's concentrate on the good ones, and we want you to start. And Gausman said it, you know, it was almost like liberating, right? Like that they knew him well enough to know what pitches he could throw and how he should be using them. And even though it's unconventional to be a starter that really relies almost probably 90 to 92% on two pitches, we've seen how it's worked. You know, they take the numbers, and this is where the sort of the analytics meets the psychology, is that they've managed to look at these numbers and then go to these guys with a sales pitch that is basically, hey, you're really good if you do this. And, you know, when they see the numbers staring back at them, oftentimes they realize, as Gausman did, that it's telling them what they already knew, but it's just a good thing for someone in a position to give them a job, number one, and also to instill confidence that they can be good doing those things that they feel most comfortable doing.
Is that entirely an analytical process? And I guess by that I'm asking, how much does Andrew Bailey, the pitching coach, have to do with this? Does he notice that in other guys and bring it to Farhan, or does Farhan notice it and bring it to Bailey?
You know, I think everything in that organization starts with Farhan, and I think that, you know, that's where, you know, I think Scott Harris has a say in it, too. I mean, these guys are really, really smart, you know. And I think that they understand patterns and numbers. And then I think you're right, Ray. I think there's an element of of making sure that the guy that you're seeing these numbers and seeing these trends is someone who can implement what you think they should be doing. You know, there probably is pushback from some guys if you're trying to say, hey, you need to rethink what you're doing and to be good again. And there's probably some stubbornness out there. They've found a couple guys in Gausman and Desclafani who have been very open to this new way of thinking and new way of pitching, really.
What I think is also evidence of a player who had been so established he probably didn't want to hear any new ways to go about doing it is Brandon Crawford, who's just having a resurgence season. And he is basically a walking, talking embracing of the concept of launch angle and swinging as hard as possible. And I've seen a million at-bats from Brandon Crawford. And the last at-bats of the last 2 years, especially with the success he's having this year, look totally different than the even swing, you know, looking to hit it the other way, Brandon Crawford that we grew up with watching play shortstop for the Giants. And I think that he is like living proof that what this team is selling, players are buying.
No, I think you're right on that regard too. And I think one thing that maybe we tend to give a little bit of short shrift to is the idea that these guys, that the players, they really understand these numbers now. I think there was a time when, you know, 10 years ago where there was some resistance to all this, but I think someone like Brandon Crawford, who's smart and is such an instinctive defensive player, you know, he understands. I mean, he's an analytics wonder on the field too, because he's not that fast, and yet he, by the analytics, covers the most ground and gets to the most balls of any shortstop in baseball, which is pretty phenomenal for his, you know, for his athletic ability. But, you know, I think these guys get what these numbers mean now, and they go back and look at them, and they themselves have taken it upon themselves to change how they're doing things. And, you know, Brandon Crawford's seen people like Justin Turner or you know, Chris Taylor change their entire game with their swing. And you know, it's probably a little bit it's difficult to get around the idea that you can't do what you've been doing since you were, you know, 22, but I think that they deserve some of the credit for it as well. It's just understanding that this is what they need to do and this is what makes them and their team better.
This is not necessarily analytic, but Buster Posey has been on a pretty strict playing regimen where he doesn't catch three games in a row. Is that basically now law in Gabe Kapler's office to the point where come September, when if they continue at this pace, they'll be very much in the pennant race? Is that going to change in September, or do they believe that this is absolutely in all situations the right thing to do for Posey at this point?
That's the key, right? At this point, I think they feel like it is the absolute best thing for him, and it is they point to it as the reason why he is has the success that he's having. And I'm with you. I wonder in September if they might slide in a first base start once a week or something just to get that bat in there, because they're such a different team with him in the lineup, especially when the alternative is, you know, is a backup who is not much of a hitter. So yeah, I mean, that's the thing. I don't know that they're going to wear him out behind the plate. I just wonder if, you know, it's September 15th and there's a left-hander out there and it's supposed to be Posey's day off. And it's like, okay, he goes to them and says, I want to play first base. That's what I'm wondering.
Tim Kuhn,
no answers, but I'm wondering that.
Tim Kuhn of ESPN on 95.7 The Game. Obviously, it was a great start. A great start has materialized to, hey, these guys are pretty damn good. Where do you think it ends? If they're the best team in baseball now, do you think you might be saying that at the end of the year, or are you still looking at the Dodgers and Padres and going, those are big hills to climb?
I think they're a playoff team. I don't know that they are a best team in baseball team. I just think that there's been enough out there that we've seen enough to know that they're not going to go away. And I also think that you know, you see that they're going to do it, that they're going to try at least, without giving too much credit to Farhan, even though I think he deserves a whole lot of it.
Sure
I think he's going to be the kind of guy that's going to add if he needs to, and he's going to tinker around the edges and continue to find guys that fill in and help out. The versatility that he really admires in players that are able to play different positions and three outfield positions or whatever. I think he's going to continue to look, and I think if they drop down, he's probably got a list of guys on, you know, out there in baseball that he's been trying to get for a few years. A guy like Mike Tauchman that he might pull the trigger on some other deals just to keep this team afloat.
Do we know yet where Farhan ends and Gabe Kapler begins?
No, because I'm not sure there is a complete demarcation there. I think that as I write, you know, I think Kapler is kind of the on-field version of Farhan, and I think that's the game right now in most places. You know, I mean, these guys are they're hired because they buy into the idea that the guys upstairs know what they're doing. You know, the managing job has become different. I mean, there are no hunches on this team. Everything is, you know, there was a game recently where Lamont Wade had a home run and, you know, he's been swinging the bat really well. Next time up, because there was a left-handed pitcher out there, he's out. And, you know, Wilmer Flores pinch hits for him and hits an RBI double. I mean, that's just the way it is, kind of a scripted, kind of a plug-and-play format. And I think that the key for someone like Kapler is to be the guy now who explains those moves. You know, whether he's making them or not, he has to explain them. And he has to go to a guy like Lamont Wade and say, hey, you know what, we want you to be upset that you're not getting every at bat, but here's what happens. We're better off if we do it this way. And, you know, that's the new age manager, is the guy that sort of keeps everyone's head up, and it's a lot easier to do when you're winning.
Is there an old age manager left in baseball, or are they all new age to a certain extent because the general managers won't let them be anything else?
I don't think anyone's telling Tony La Russa what to do. I think that's probably the most obvious example of somebody who is, who's probably as close to being on his own program as anyone else. But beyond that, I'm trying to think off the top of my head, probably not too many guys that can override what the front office says more than, you know, two or three times in a season.
Is that good or bad? I'm sorry. Is that good or bad for baseball?
Well, I don't. I think it's, you know, I might throw Dusty in there too, but I don't really know the dynamics of that. That's a pretty analytics-driven team as well. I don't know if it's bad. I think it can be bad. I think it's bad if the front office is bad, you know, if that makes any sense. I think if those guys are making the wrong decisions, then those managers are having to defend the indefensible. And when it's not your call to make that call, in the beginning, then you get into that whole, you know, who's gonna take the blame, who's gonna get tossed overboard because you're being forced to explain stuff that you don't believe in. So I don't know. I mean, I think the Giants have made it work, and I think Kapler was hired because they knew he would make it work. So I don't know.
Tim, I know it's a great article that everyone in our audience, if they have not read it, should absolutely check out. If you're a Giants fan, you're going to like the information that Tim Kuhn put together. And we thank you so much for joining us. Have a great weekend.
Hey, you guys too. Thank you.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.